Hey guys, welcome to another Sony Vegas tutorial brought to you by Techtopia. And in this tutorial, I'm going to show you how to take a simple video clip and add kind of a glowing effect to it, kind of a hazy look. You'll see more in a sec, but basically we're going to make our clip glow, so that'll be kind of cool. It's very easy to do, but you need to have Sony Vegas Pro to do some of the parts in here. You can try it out with Movie Studio, but I'm just saying some things that I'm going to be doing are not available on Movie Studio. So anyways, let's get started. So I got a clip of my friend Brennan here, and now what we're going to do is duplicate this track. It's really easy to do. All we got to do is right click our track, hit duplicate track. We now have two completely identical tracks. There are no differences between the two. The only difference is this bottom track is not going to be messed with, only the top one is. So to indicate that I'm not going to mess with the bottom track, I can simply minimize the track by going to this small icon over here that says minimize track height, and is now very small, and that usually tells me, hey, don't mess with this track. So now we're going to mess with the top track and the top track only. Now the first thing we're going to do is change the compositing mode. Now to do this, go to this green icon here, we're going to click this and hit add. And it right away it adds kind of a cool glowing effect to it. And you can leave it right there if that's the kind of effect you're looking for. But I'm going to do some more stuff just to make it a little more enhanced. So I'm in my video effects tab. Let's go to, let's drag in color balance, reset to none, right on top of our clip. And we could just exit out of that for now. Now we're going to go down here to Gaussian blur. I don't know how you pronounce that. So I'm just going to call it Gaussian blur. If anyone knows how to pronounce that, you can leave a comment below. That'd help me out. So I'm in Gaussian blur. I'm going to drag in reset to none and just exit out. And then directly below Gaussian blur, we have glow. I'm going to drag reset to none. So now we got color balance, Gaussian blur, and glow. All are at no settings at all. We're going to add some settings to make it look cool. So I'm in my Gaussian blur category at the top here. Right, see there's color balance, Gaussian blur, and glow. We're going to click on Gaussian blur, and we're just going to move this horizontal range up a bit. I'm having mine at 0.329. And if we look in the preview, it gives it kind of a hazy look to it. I don't know where you'd see a hazy look. Maybe at the top of a mountain or in a very dark tunnel, like deep underground or something. But anyways, it gives kind of a hazy look to it. You can change the settings to whatever you want. Now let's go to our glow, and we can have glow percent up a bit. Change the color of our glow to like a dark red. Have intensity very low, like right around here, and have the suppression just barely up. The settings I'm using for glow percent, 0.280, for intensity, 2.102, or 120, sorry, and suppression is 0.030. Okay, so there's the settings, you can zoom in if you want. Alright, so that's what we got on our glow category. Now if we go up here to color balance, we can change the initial color to whatever we want. Basically what this does is fills the remaining tones with whatever color you want. Basically any area of the video that isn't colorized already will now be colored. So, I don't know, you can have sort of a mix of blue and red or whatever you're looking for. Have it really red like that, or because that's kind of bold though, so I don't really do that. So yeah, you can have whatever settings you're looking for like that. But also you can check these options down here, like highlights have checked, or midtones, or shadows. You can see each of them do a different effect. And we can have preserve luminosity unchecked or checked, or whatever we're looking for. I'm going to keep mine checked. But basically, that's it. It's got a glowy effect to it. It's kind of hazy, and it just looks weird. I don't know. So whatever you're using this effect for, go ahead, use it. I'm going to show you one more thing so that you have total control over how much of the glow is being applied to your video. So if we right-click on our track, hit Insert slash Remove Envelope, and go to Composite Level, this blue line appears at the top of our clip. Now if we put our mouse on that blue line until it says Composite Level, we can click and drag this up and down, and it will remove some of the glow to get whatever kind of effect you're looking for. So that's basically it, though. Not too difficult. You can do this pretty easily, and it's a pretty easy effect to learn. So thanks for watching my tutorial. Hope you like it. If you want more Sony Vegas tutorials like this, you can check out my channel. I got tons of these. Anyways, thanks for watching, and take care.